Encourage you to keep your Bibles open to the book of 1 Thessalonians. We're going to take most of our thoughts this morning for the lesson from verses 12 through 22. There are several things there that the Apostle Paul wrote to the brethren that ought to be thought-provoking to us, to help us consider our lives as individuals and also the church here, to see if we're doing the things that they were told to do. Paul exhorted them to do a number of things, and they were required to do those things in order to be faithful to God. And so it's a good list that we can evaluate ourselves by today and see, am I doing what God would ask me to do? And is the church here at Beulah living up to the standards that God would expect of it? Last Sunday morning, you remember, we studied about some things that Paul said about the church at Thessalonica. Some things he said about those brothers and sisters in Christ there that he gave reasons for being thankful for them. And he was thankful for them for so many different things that they were doing in their lives. And there were good points. And we ask ourselves the question then, if Paul was writing a letter to us today, could he give thanks for us today for the same things as he did for those brethren? So this morning, let's continue a few thoughts here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and look at some of these as we consider what he had to say to them. First of all, as we look at what he wrote, he says, I urge you, brethren, or I exhort you, brethren, depending upon which version you're reading from, and we urge you, brethren, to urge or to exhort or to encourage or to heartily push someone to want them to do something. That's what's involved. He was involved in wanting to build them up, that they would go forward and do the things that he wanted them to do, that God wanted to do. So he's advising them. He is strongly encouraging them to do these things in their life. And so we find that a strongly encouragement to obey the Word of God is something that's very important. Matter of fact, Timothy, as he received the letter from the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 13, Timothy was told to give heed to teaching and exhortation. So as Paul encourages these brethren to take heed to these things and do them, we see that it wasn't just a writing to one group of people, but that was the overview of everything concerning the life of a Christian in every congregation, in every place, to take heed to what we're doing, to be advised, to go forward and be encouraged to serve God and do His will. So the Apostle encouraged these Christians to step up, to be alert, to listen to what he's writing to them, and then apply these things to their life that they could serve God faithfully. A number of points are listed, and if you have a copy of the bulletin, they're on the back of the bulletin we're going to look at this morning. There's probably other points we could get out of this, but these are the basic points we're going to be looking at this morning. Beginning verses 12 and 13, the first note that he urges them to do is, know them who labor among you and are over you in the Lord, esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. We know the Apostle Paul went back after his first missionary journey. They went in and established congregations in various places. Then he went back and appointed elders in every city. We find that those who oversee every congregation, the elders, the shepherds, those presbyters that oversee the flock that is among them, every congregation should have men who grow to the point that they're qualified to be appointed to be elders. And as they're appointed to be elders and they have these qualifications in their lives already to be able to serve as an elder, and they are appointed to that office and they're appointed to that work, to do that work for a congregation, the congregation then ought to have the right respect for those men that are appointed over them. If the church at Beulah here, when it comes time to appoint elders, then we as members of this body should respect those men who have lived their lives in a way that they meet those qualifications to be appointed. When they are appointed, that we would look at those brethren and we would know those men for who they are, for what they're doing, for the life they live, for the things they teach, the example they set as Christians. And we consider some of the thoughts that's written about this verse by different commentators. The fact is that Paul encouraged these brethren to know those among them who were their teachers, who were their leaders, who would be their overseers. Know these men. Because what for? Because these men are in charge of your souls. These men care for your souls. These men are feeding the flock. They're feeding you. So know these brethren. And then do what? Esteem them very highly. Why should they esteem them? Esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Because the work they're doing in that office as an elder, as an overseer, is protecting us. They're guarding us. They're feeding us. They're looking after us. They're looking out over the flock to find and make sure that we're living faithfully, that we're getting the spiritual nutrition we need, that we're getting the encouragement we need, that we're getting the discipline we need. So we ought to respect these men for the work they're doing, because it is a work that God ordained for men who are qualified to serve as elders to do that work in that office. So the other Christians then who worship together and serve under these elders ought to respect them and know them, esteem them highly for the work's sake. The elders among the congregation where they serve, they are part of that flock. And they have only authority over that group where they're at. And that group has to submit then to the authority that they have, as long as they're teaching the Word of God and doing the will of God. These men should be respected in what they do. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, when the Apostle Paul was talking to the Ephesian elders, he talked about these men that were overseers, that the Lord had made them overseers of the church of God, over which you have been made overseers. And the church then that Christ purchased with His blood, those baptized believers in Christ that make up the congregation at Beulah or wherever a congregation may